This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
How did it just get so low?
Not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio Network. USA Radio Network here on USA Radio on Newsmax TV. You know I've got nationally syndicated columns now. I'm kind of everywhere. Wayne Root is everywhere you want to be, like American Express. Another wild day in Trump land. Wild stuff going on. We've got a guest here who's going to be on with us about 20 minutes after the hour. Segment number two, calls himself Robin Hood. He's got a wild story about mayhem and attempted murder and terrorism and bomb making at an MGM property. You know how I feel about Jim Muir and MGM. We got a witness now. His stories are all over the UK Daily Mail, and an awful lot of media in this country ignored the story. They didn't want it. And the UK Daily Mail took it, and now it's one of the biggest news stories in America. And he's live in studio with me. Robin Hood will be here in a few minutes. He's sitting right here watching the opening of the show. But the big news story of the day has got to be the caravan and Trump and birthright citizenship. The nation is bursting. The nation is on fire. I think it's great. The Wall Street Journal, by the way, my whole life, I've loved the Wall Street Journal. You know what I think now? They're a bunch of rich wussies. They're a bunch of corporate losers. They're not part of the real Republican Party. They're the rhinos. And so their headline editorial today was how Trump's right about sanctuary cities and Trump's right about a caravan, but he's wrong about birthright citizenship, and he shouldn't have brought it up because he was doing well and we were going to win the midterms, maybe just barely, but now it's going to cause trouble 5-6 days before the election. You know what, Wall Street Journal? Stick it where the sun does and shine, because you don't understand anything about working men and women and the American middle class and the American working class and blue-collar guys like my dad. I'm a son of a butcher, and my dad with the white apron and the bloodstains. You don't have a freaking clue. You don't have a freaking clue why we won the election, because people like that love Donald Trump, and we're sick and tired of illegal aliens stealing our jobs, ruining our wages, ruining our country, crime, murder, drunk driving, murdering, raping. We're sick and tired of it. This entire election theme has got to be about get the damn illegals out of our country. Get them out. And Donald Trump tapped into the zeitgeist of the American people. And you don't know it because you're the Wall Street Journal. And you smoke your cigars on the 80th floor of some building in New York City drinking $40 glass of wine. And you don't have a freaking clue about what real people go through on a daily basis. And I get it. And Trump gets it. And you don't. And the end of birthright citizenship is one of the most important issues in America today. And yeah, Trump stirred it up. And yeah, a bunch of liberal losers who are never going to vote for Trump in a billion years are now not going to vote for him really badly. Who cares? But all the people who are on the fence, who kind of like what he says, kind of like what he stands for, but maybe they don't really get out and vote that often, they're going to come out like their life depends on it. Because guess what? Your life does depend on it. Your children's life depends on it. Your grandchildren's life depends on it. The entire middle class would not be surviving today if Hillary Clinton was the president of the United States, carrying on with the third term of Obama, bringing in another million or more Muslim refugees, opening the border, letting in everybody who has to come in. Our country'd be gone. We'd have one foot in the grave right now, 2 years after Hillary stepped into the White House. And instead, Donald Trump has turned around the American economy, and he's created the greatest economic juggernaut since Ronald Reagan. The numbers are incredible. That's what should matter. The new numbers out today. Fantastic. That's what should matter. And I'll get to those numbers in a few minutes. But to make it story short and sweet, jobs up and fantastic again. and wages through the roof, the highest in a decade. And don't forget consumer sentiment, and don't forget manufacturing sentiment, and don't forget small business optimism. All of them the highest in 20 years. Why? Because they skipped over a loser commie named Barack Hussein Obama. It was like 8 lost years that never happened. We all hate his guts. Every businessman in America, every small businessman in America, anyone who earns a living, every working man and woman, anyone who pays taxes that isn't a deadbeat loser can't stand the name Barack Obama. It's a curse upon the American people. But it's not a curse if you're a loser and you're lazy and you want welfare checks. Then it's wonderful. That's the divide in this country. Someone needs to point out the divide isn't women and men, gays and straights, whites and blacks. No, the divide is simple. Anybody who earns a living and pays taxes loves the Republican Party and Donald Trump. And anybody who's a loser and lazy and doesn't get up and go to work, get up till noon and doesn't go to work at all, anyone who doesn't contribute into the pie but takes out of the pie, anybody who lives on welfare and food stamps, anybody who lives on Obamacare, anybody who wants free Obama phones and free contraception, that crowd loves the Democratic Party. It's the makers against the takers. It's the losers against the rainmakers. And I'm a rainmaker. And you know what? There was once a bumper sticker. I'm trying to think of the exact words. I think it was, you know, creativity is the hardest thing in the world. Try and remember that, all you losers who don't have any. And that's the deal, man. There's people in this country that get up each day like an orchestra conductor, and they make money, and they pay for the government, and they pay the taxes for all the lazy losers. And I'm in that crowd. And then there's the lazy losers who keep getting in our way. They want taxes. They want regulations. They want Obamacare. They want to ruin our lives. They want the IRS to interrupt my life every 5 minutes. Well, you know what? I can't operate like that. Nobody can. And that's why for 8 years, nobody wrote checks, no one made money, no one invested, no one did anything except welfare checks on the dole under Barack Obama. And now we finally got a guy who unleashed the animal spirits of prosperity and democracy and capitalism and opportunity and mobility by the name of Donald Trump. And good things are happening. And Democrats and liberals are freaking out because good things mean you're not dependent and desperate and clueless and hopeless. See, that's what a Democratic voter needs to be. You need to be like a drug addict, and the Democrats are the drug dealer. And the drug of choice is government checks. You can't live without a government check. That's your typical Democrat voter. Michelle Obama put it best in a speech a month ago. She said, we want people who are completely clueless, who don't know nothing about nothing. And she said that in a funny way, of course. She didn't mean, she obviously is a very bright, intelligent, educated woman. She doesn't say nothing about nothing. But she said it that way to make a point. She thought that was funny. She thought that was cute. No, actually, it's the Democrat philosophy. It should be on a damn Democrat bumper sticker. We want people who know nothing about nothing. Because if you know anything about anything, you don't support the Democratic Party. Here's my closing salvo for Election Day coming up on Tuesday. Vote like your life depends on it. Vote like your children's life depends on it. Vote like your future unborn grandchildren's life depends on it. Vote like America depends on it. Because if you don't vote correctly or don't vote at all, and you give a victory by one vote in the House to the Democratic Party, one seat, if they take the majority by one seat, Maxine Waters is in charge of the Finance Committee of the United States Congress. Maxine Waters, the dumbest woman on God's earth. The most corrupt woman on God's earth. The most vicious, vile, disgusting, reprehensible woman I've ever seen with U.S. congressman after her name. The most hateful woman. The woman who was advising people to beat up Trump supporters will be in charge of the economy of the United States as the head of the Finance Committee of the United States Congress, United States House. That's who you're putting in charge. You're putting in charge Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters and Adam Schiff, some of the most hateful people that have ever lived, that hate business men and women, hate business owners, and love illegals, love caravans of helpless, hopeless, clueless, dependent illegals who are going to break into the country. It's like you come home at night after a long day at work, and you find a window broken, and there's a whole family living in your house. Not only do they think they should stay forever, but they tell you, you're responsible for us because we broke into your house. For the rest of your life, you got to pay for everything my kids do. You got to pay for my kids' college. You got to pay for all our meals. Hey, and by the way, I need a car with new tires. You got to buy them for me. Can you imagine if you came home and someone broke in your house and said, you now owe me for the rest of your life? You're responsible for us? That's what Democrats want for this caravan. And all the people who come behind it, it's not the caravan, it's not the 5,000 or 7,000 or whatever the number is of this violent military male mob that's headed for America that matters. It's the millions that will come behind them that will bankrupt this country and cause a massive crime wave in this country. And if you don't believe me, look at Chicago. You want to live in Chicago? Inner city Chicago? Has the Democratic Party done anything for the people of Chicago? Go to inner city St. Louis. It's not just Chicago. Go to inner city Detroit. Go to inner city Baltimore. Go to Cleveland. Go to Memphis. Go to New Orleans. The United States is, by the way, nowhere near the violent capital of America. You know, when liberals tell you that, they say it's because of guns. But we're still like number 50 out of 50 cities all over the world. First American city comes in at like number 50. And America, the country list, is like number 50. But here's the deal. Do you ever see the stats? If you took out all the cities run by Democrats, and they're disgusting inner cities filled with crime, filled with murder, filled with carjackings, filled with home invasions, filled with rapists, filled with gangbangers, filled with MS-13. If you take out Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore, Cleveland, Democrat strongholds, America has no crime. There is no crime in Republican cities and Republican states. Go to Wyoming. There's no crime. You can leave your doors open. Go to Montana. Leave your doors open. But you go to Democrat-controlled cities, they are, as Donald Trump would say, you-know-what holes. They're like the Middle East in the middle of America. So if you want that for America, if you want crime rampant and drugs rampant and the border open and anybody coming in and Maxine Waters in charge of the finances of America, then you vote Democrat or you stay home. But if that's not what you want, then it's time to vote straight ticket Republican. I don't even care if they're rhinos. I don't care if they hate Trump. I don't care if they're never Trumpers. If they got an R next to your name, you vote for them because they're better than someone who wants to turn America into Chicago. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. When we get back, time for Robin Hood to tell you about bomb making at MGM Properties. The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains five different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy. I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance, or learn more about this book at PrayerOfVengeance.com.
Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. By the way, I told you I was going to get to the economic news before I get to my wonderful guest. We'll have him for the whole rest of the hour. Robust jobs market sees another 227,000 hires in October. That's news number one, fantastic news. Number two, wages and salaries jumped by 3.1%, the highest level in a decade. You know why decade's important? It skips right over the commie, the Marxist loser, Barack Obama. It skips right over him like he never existed. 3.1% wage and salary jump, highest in a decade. Thank you, Donald Trump. Fox News poll, Trump approval remains high in Senate battleground states. He's doing great in all the Senate battleground states, which is what I keep telling you, that, you know, it's going to be very close in the House. I think we're going to keep it by a seat or two. That's my guess, but it's possible we lose it by a seat or two. But I think we'll keep it. That's my prediction. And the Senate, we win 3 to 5 seats, outside shot at 6 or 7. So we'll see. But right now, the numbers look great in the United States Senate. And you can't tell me they look great in the Senate, but they're horrible in the House. I don't care how many people retired. We're going to hang on by the skin of our teeth to the House. We have to. The average American's not voting for Maxine Waters to be in charge of the finances of the United States of America. All right, you're listening to Wayne Allen Root. War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show on USA Radio, your relentless warrior, relentless Trump warrior, relentless middle class warrior, relentless conservative warrior at all times. Ask Kicker, not ask Kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, where the state constitution bans income taxes and welcomes guns. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded and operated by the great Edward Stolz, who gave me my first shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio. We are in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. They're the main title sponsor of the show. It's the U.S. Gold Bureau studio because they've got the naming rights. They signed the front of the checks. They sponsor not only my radio show, but my national TV show on Newsmax TV. U.S. Gold Bureau is owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository, so you know you can trust them. Texas chosen to run the Fort Knox of Texas. They help hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about, buy, and sell precious metals. And give them a call and ask them about the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package, named after me. Special package with 100 American Silver Eagle coins, and you get them all at cost, wholesale cost. Call the U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD. Ask them about the Wayne Root Investor Starter Package, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653. All right, so without further ado, we come to our esteemed guest, Robin Hood 702. He's in studio. He's a professional gambler and activist. He has worked with and helped the FBI in the past. He is the one who put out the story that is leading off all around the country now. UK Daily Mail is the one who broke the story first, though, about Ahmed Suhad Ahmad, an Iraqi refugee who planned to carry out terror attacks with bombs he built in Las Vegas, at a Las Vegas structure owned by MGM. He was caught in an elaborate FBI sting. And so, without further ado, Robin Hood, say hi to my crowd. Robin Hood 702.
Hey, guys, how are you? It's a pleasure to be here, finally, and meet Mr. War himself.
You have met War, and I have met Robin Hood 702, and good things will happen. When two of us get in a room together, people's heads certainly explode. That much I can say. So how did you find out about Ahmed Suhad Ahmad and this incredibly weird situation where the FBI and the DOJ basically encouraged a guy to build bombs inside a Las Vegas hotel? Didn't they think maybe someone could have gotten killed if this went wrong?
Well, that is a whole nother story, but look, all I can tell you is, without going into too much detail, I am privy to a lot of information. I can't tell you how, but all I can tell you is that major news, and I'm talking New York Times, I'm talking Wall Street Journal, I'm talking Washington Post, I'm talking,
How about New York Post? I like the New York Post.
No, actually the New York Post,
New York Post is good.
No, the New York Post is good, but
they don't have the gravitas of the New York Times, but they break better stories.
Yeah, but everybody didn't have the cuñones to put the story out.
Right.
They all said to me, well, we need an indictment to be unsealed, but the feds sealed the indictment. So nobody had the cuñones to work the story. They just wanted to have it handed to them, have the indictment handed to them, and then put the story out. Well, that's not how it works. Look, what I do, I have access to information. That's powerful. I've taken down some very powerful people because I don't have more money than them. I don't have any more, connections.
But you have the insider sources.
I have the inside sources that people get blown away. Even the FBI can't believe it.
All right, so you hear the music. We're going to a break. When we get back, we'll have like 15 minutes of uninterrupted time to tell the whole story. You said not a lot of details. I need details. I demand details from Robin Hood 702. You all want to hear the details because this is wild. This is the DOJ. Now, by the way, I'm usually a big critic of the FBI, but this whole thing was thwarted by the FBI.
Yeah, so we have to say that. I love the FBI. It's the upper echelon
that we
of the
don't
FBI
like, yes.
That I don't dig, and I don't
Correct.
Think they're doing their job.
None of us dig it.
And I don't trust them.
And you don't dig the DOJ at all, right?
Well, that's a whole other story.
All right, we'll be back in a second. Robin Hood 702 with a wild story of intrigue and bomb-making in Las Vegas.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
War now. USA Radio News.
Birthright citizenship is a very, very important subject. In my opinion, it's much less complex than people think. I think it says it very loud and clear in the Constitution that you don't have to go through the process of whatever they're talking about.
President Trump discussing birthright citizenship before heading to Florida for a Make America Great Again rally. The president continued.
And by the way, this is not a constitutional amendment. You don't need a constitutional amendment for birthright citizenship.
The president also told reporters he'd send up to 15,000 troops to the border of the United States and Mexico if needed. Federal prosecutors in West Virginia confirmed that they're investigating the death of Whitey Bulger as a homicide. It's believed a mafia boss who hated rats ordered the hit on the 89-year-old Bulger. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Synagenics is the sponsor of this show and this segment of the show. Thank you, Synagenics. They are the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, i.e. defying aging, i.e. anti-aging, and they got a hold of me. They are now the sponsor of both my national radio show, the one you're listening to on USA Radio, and my national TV show on Newsmax TV, reaching 50 million homes, 60 million starting next month, 80 million, by the way, starting in 2019. Newsmax growing by leaps and bounds. What's the number one show in Newsmax? The Wayne Allen Root Show of every show of Newsmax. I'm very proud of that. And they've got me, they took me over as a guinea pig, right? I'm eating more than I've ever eaten in my life, and I'm working out less than I've ever worked out. I used to work out 2 hours a day my entire life. 57 years old, I've worked out 2 hours a day my whole life. For the last 4 months, I work out 30 to 35 minutes a day, and I'm eating more than I've ever eaten. I've lost 10 pounds and gained 20 pounds of muscle. Thank you, Synagenics, for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call 888-YOUNGER, the opposite of older, 888-YOUNGER. By the way, if you want to look older and feel crappy, don't call. But if you want to feel good, call 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the United States, 888-YOUNGER, or register at Synagenics.com, C-E-N-E-GENICS, G-E-N-I-C-S. All right, so now we can finally cover the story here with a little bit of ground. We got some room, some real estate here. Robin Hood 702 is in studio with me. I don't let too many guests come in studio, and I don't know why I let this guy in my life here, but he's a dangerous looking character, if you ask me.
First of all, I got to say a shout out to my wife, because she'll be very upset, Grace Santo, and she has a new single, Vosé Vosé, a Latin song. And her video is just completed. It's going to be out probably next week. Gracie Santo. Hello, baby.
Yeah. All right. So I saw a picture of you and your wife online. Your wife is stunning. She is gorgeous.
She's okay.
She is okay. Hot. You did okay.
Yeah.
You don't mind me saying that. You're the type of guy that likes me saying that. I know you do.
I don't.
I know you do. She wasn't
attractive, to be honest. I've dated much hotter girls.
She's listening right now.
Honey, come on. You know you're lucky.
This guy's funny. Robin at 72. Enough with the joking. Let's get serious. This is about bomb makers, yes. Iraqi bomb makers, in a Vegas luxury condo / hotel.
Which
property was this? Let's start with the property.
Okay, let me just start this from the get-go.
Go ahead.
The guy that worked this story, or worked this case, is an American hero. Why? Because he put his life on the line to work this case and bring this guy to justice. Nobody knows who he is. I do. Nobody knows where he lives. I do. I know everything about him.
Is he an undercover FBI or something?
No, he's not an undercover, but he's a confidential source. Okay. Confidential human source. Okay. But he put his life on the line. And Donald Trump, President Trump, if you're listening, this guy needs to go to the White House and get a Medal of Honor, for God's sake, because these two Iraqis, and by the way, there's two Iraqis that know how to make a bomb, not just a brother.
The other one's the other brother, right?
There's Ahmed Ahmed, and then there's Muhammad Ahmed. And both have demonstrated, from my knowledge, how to make a bomb. One's on the street. Muhammad is still on the street.
He gave a story to the UK Daily Mail countering your story.
He has a story saying that he, you know, his brother was in Vegas with a couple of chicks. Guess what? That brother Muhammad, he should be arrested. He knows how to make a bomb. His brother made the bomb, and he knew that his brother was coming to Vegas to make the bomb. Plain and simple. And if you want to sue me for defamation, here I am, Muhammad. You know you're a bomb maker. You know your brother's a bomb maker. Come on, bring it.
Well, see, now I say things a little differently. I'm a tough guy, but I'm my radio show, I always say allegedly.
Right, allegedly.
Maybe, kind of, could have.
I don't want to say allegedly.
It's what my guest says. I just make sure that no one could sue me because I'm not saying it.
Let me just say this.
Yes.
And this is really distressing. This is going to piss you off.
Yeah.
These guys bragged to my guy, and the FBI knows this, that they were killing American servicemen 10 years ago in Iraq. That's BS. I am pissed about that. I don't stand for that. General Mattis should know about this. The Department of Defense should know that a guy and his brother are bragging that they killed American servicemen by putting bombs in donkeys. And by the way, I researched it. It has happened 10 years ago in Iraq.
So what happened? The donkey would march up to the guy and
the donkey
and
would
boom.
Sit there. The Humvee would drive by. They
and
would
boom.
Set the bomb
yeah,
up. And
wow.
Then they got hip to that. Because the backpacks were
over
the bomb.
Right.
So they would take the backpack off and put the bomb up the donkeys.
You know what? Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what?
Yeah,
you and then blow up the bomb. And then
wow.
They would sell the weaponry of our American soldiers.
Who have just been blown up.
Their life on the line. And these two scumbags are bragging about it. And then it takes this long to bring these guys to justice. And the brother is defending him, saying he was in Vegas. Oh, with a couple of chicks? Really?
But see,
he was with a couple of bombs, not a couple of chicks. The bombs were chicks. Is that what the code word is in Arabic?
All right, so here's the thing I don't get, though, okay? So here's two brothers, or let's say for now it's one brother. Right now that's the only thing that matters. One brother's been arrested. They unsealed the indictment. We know this happened.
Yes.
Ahmad Suhad Ahmad, an Iraqi refugee. He planned to carry out terror attacks with bombs. And the DOJ and the FBI and everybody wanted to catch him, so they literally set him up in a beautiful condo in Vegas to do it. Am I getting this right?
Want to say set up. They didn't set him up. What they did is they let him, you know, believe that they're making a bomb for a cartel guy. And the cartel guy had this beautiful apartment. It was just part of the, you know, the story.
But the apartment was rented by the DOJ and the FBI, I got to assume, yes.
Well, I would assume that somebody part of the DOJ had access to that.
So,
and I got to tell you, I find that a little hard to believe that a multi-million dollar place you're living in and you just spent $3 million, $4 million, $5 million to live there. And, the DOJ is bringing bad guys there and they're making bombs. And I hope you're okay with that. I don't think that's on the manifest when you buy the place.
Well, that's my point. To me, that's the heart of this story. First of all, that there are terrorists in this country. There are Muslim terrorists in this country looking to do us harm.
Yeah.
That's point number one of this story. Point number two is, isn't it irresponsible for our government who thinks someone's making bombs, who knows they're making bombs, and says, why don't we set them up in a condo in the middle of Vegas around the richest center of Vegas, the city center, in what's the property it was in? It's now the Waldorf Astoria.
The Mandarin Oriental.
Now the Waldorf Astoria. Inside the Mandarin Oriental, you could be killing hundreds of innocent people if a bomb goes off.
It's the most exclusive place to live.
In the entire Las Vegas.
In all of Las Vegas.
Yes.
And it's not off the strip. It's on the strip.
It's the center.
It's
the very
center. It is
right.
The most gorgeous place.
Right.
Half are apartments, half are
condos. Right. And it's called City Center. It is in the center. It's City Center. And it's beautiful. But my question is, how could the FBI, the DOJ, the government think that it's okay to set these guys up to do this with real bomb-making material?
Well, they didn't have real bomb-making material. They had fake C4, so thank God for that. But, look, they got the guys. The FBI got the guys. But my problem is that this guy, the brother, is still on the street. My problem is it took a year and 3-4 months to unseal the indictment against this guy. And meanwhile, just so you know, there's going to be something coming out tomorrow. First of all, let me give a shout-out to the guy, to the publication that had the cuñones to go boots on the ground in Tucson, Mr. Ryan Parry and the Daily Mail. I have reached out to every news organization that I know and have relationship with, and believe me, it's a lot.
You reached out to me a month ago. And I tried to get you stories. I won't say where, but they didn't want them.
Yeah.
And the Daily Mail now published it. What's interesting is it's not like you're making this stuff up. The indictment has been unsealed. We know that your whole story is correct, and I heard it a month ago.
Well, here's the thing. I reached out to people like Rukmini Kalamachi from the New York Times, Eric Schmidt, New York Times. They all told me, we can't put out the story without the indictment. Really? Okay. And then when the story came out yesterday, and I called them and I said, hey, oh, well, it's not our story. Let me read a quote, please, from the New York Times.
Sure.
The New York Times.
Read it to the mic now.
Yeah,
sure.
The New York Times from Miss Rukmini Kalamachi. Hi, Robin Hood. I listened to your message. Thank you for taking the time to call, but it's far outside my wheelhouse. It's extremely hard with an unsealed indictment to confirm details about these brothers and what they did in Iraq. Again, if it's not ISIS-related, I don't do that. Okay. And then, all of a sudden, when I told her about the story was out, there are dozens of such cases in North America. We don't cover them unless the threat is real and the fact that an Iraqi dude was mouthing off about bombs to an FBI informant shows how inept he was in terms of OPSEC. I don't know what that means. Look, I wish you the best, and I respect your passion on this project. But this is just not a big story. The fact that Daily Mail ran it, a tabloid, makes us even less interested. How dare you, New York Times? Who the frig do you think you are that this story isn't big enough because why? Nobody got killed? Because the FBI thwarted
it?
No,
I'll take it a step further. First of all, New York Times is the most pathetically liberal, politically correct organization in the world. They don't want stories about Muslims who were entered the United States of America, probably led in by Barack Obama, I would assume, but led into America without any vetting in those days, without Donald Trump as president, who now were intending to do terrible harm to America. They can't. Every liberal in America hates any mention of Muslims committing crimes as if is something wrong with mentioning truth. We're not saying all Muslims are bad. We're mentioning a Muslim who committed a crime who is obviously not a representative of all Muslims, representative of extremist Muslims, radical Muslims, who want to do jihad. There's nothing wrong with talking about that, but the New York Times won't do it. So they wouldn't cover your story. But then once you showed them it was covered, they're making excuses because they blew the story. So now they don't want to make it important.
It's not just the New York Times. It's the Wall Street Journal, Gretchen Morgeson, a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter from the New York Times who went to the Wall Street Journal, they become lazy. Well, did you get the indictment? Like, hello, aren't you the reporter? You get the damn indictment. Okay, then Wall Street Journal, also Washington Post. Washington Post, Devlin Barrett was sitting on his ass trying to make sure that I got him all the information. He told me he had all these connections. As soon as the Daily Mail breaks the story, nobody thinks that it's a big deal. Really? They all thought it was a big deal before it was broke.
All right, well, Wayne Allyn Root puts the story out there. Robin Hood 702, live in studio. Professional gambler, activist, helped the FBI in the past. Ahmad Suhad Ahmad, an Iraqi refugee, planned to carry out terror attacks with bombs that he built in Vegas at a Vegas hotel, an MGM property. He was caught in an elaborate FBI sting. We'll talk about the DOJ when we get back, because you have some things to say about the DOJ, and they are not very complimentary. Let's put it that way. He's another New Yorker. He says things...
Philly, baby. Come on.
I thought you were New Yorker.
We have the best steaks, the best pretzels. Come on.
All right. And the Eagles. Wayne Allyn, worn out.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable, as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex Firearms, imported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex. Shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Rex Pistol, because I'm the man who loves the Second Amendment and I'm the man who loves Christmas. So how about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. I've owned many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. Now, one of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would function every time, in every situation, in every condition. The Rex was remarkable in the torture test done at the Military Arms Channel, where it beat a leading gun used by military and law enforcement, but it's only a fraction of the cost. I love that. Rex Firearms offer a number of different options from duty to tactical to compact carry to competition. They have the perfect pistol for you. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including KVAR.com. That's K, and then you put a dash, and then VAR. K-VAR. Use the promo code ROOTS to get your free holster shipped with your gun. That's K-VAR, meaning the letter K, then you put a dash, and then VAR.com. K-VAR.com. Or head now to your local gun store and ask for your Rex pistol, the one loved by Wayne Allyn Root. All right, we've got Robin Hood 702 in studio, last segment. Professional gambler activist has helped the FBI in the past, and he's the guy that is telling this story about Ahmad Suhad Ahmad, who made two bombs, which were to be used in a terror attack, thwarted by the FBI because the Bureau had set up an elaborate sting right here in Las Vegas at an MGM property, accused of teaching the making and use of a weapon of mass destruction. Liberals are guilty of weapons of mass destruction. He was guilty of a weapon of mass destruction. He showed the agents how to connect the blasting caps, where to place the C4 on the bombs, according to court documents, according to my great friend here, Robin Hood 702. He knew all that because he was blowing up American GIs 10 years ago in Iraq.
Him and his brother.
And
his group.
But his brother was not indicted, so I can't say that.
Well, you can't say it, but I can, because I know for a fact that they were bragging about killing American servicemen. Allegedly, you want to say
the two brothers were bragging.
The two brothers.
But I still say allegedly, maybe.
Okay, allegedly, but what I'm really upset about is, why doesn't Secretary Mattis get a call from the FBI and tell him that these guys, the one guy's in custody, and why isn't he held accountable for the men that he may have killed? That's what I want to know.
Right.
The Secretary of Defense. So Donald Trump, please, get in touch with your Secretary of Defense and have him investigate this case, because it's way bigger. I can't go into detail.
Because these guys killed American GIs.
It is way bigger than this. And the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal and all the other media like CNN, who another organization that had the story, and Scott Glover, their kick-ass reporter, who was supposed to be on the case, as he's calling me yesterday, he asked me question after question. Listen, dude, go get the story. Don't be mad that the Daily Mail beat you to it. That's it.
So Ahmad ran a mechanic shop in Tucson. He was a refugee, arrived in the U.S. from Iraq. And my question is, extreme vetting, man. When Trump's on the job, extreme vetting. Before Trump was on the job, we just let anybody in. And that's just stupid. That's not good for America. Got to protect our borders, protect our sovereignty, protect our citizens, protect my kids from people like this. That's why Trump is common sense. We got extreme vet. My question for you is, how did the DOJ screw this thing up? Tell me what their deal is.
All I can say is, first of all, I cannot believe that Donald Trump hasn't, our president hasn't tweeted on this. Maybe he doesn't know. I am only coming on. I'm just letting you know, and I told you this on the phone. The only reason why I came on this show was so that Donald Trump knows what happened. Hopefully Donald Trump, because of his relationship with you, he's been here campaigning before he became the president. I'm hoping he knows the two Iraqi nationals that came here under the refugee program, bragging about killing American servicemen, now have been caught making a bomb in Las Vegas. One has been caught. Okay, but the other one has demonstrated that he knows how to make a bomb. And I will go on the record and let Mohammed Ahmed sue me. Sue me. I'm ready for you, because you know and I know you know how to make a bomb, allegedly or unallegedly. But all I will say is this. I can't go into detail about what's going to be coming out tomorrow. All I can say is, I love the DOJ. I love the FBI. I love the MGM, where this thing happened at one of the buildings. It was a hotel and a condo. But all I can say,
Mandarin Oriental.
Which
is now the Waldorf store.
Yeah. But what I can say is this. I love the DOJ, the FBI, to protect us. I'm just talking about some people on the higher levels, they screw up. And there was a major screw up on this case that you're going to hear about on the Daily Mail tomorrow. Major screw up. I don't want to blow it for them, because they really worked their behinds off on this case. But you're going to read stuff that's going to blow your mind. That this Ahmad, what happened to him while he was in jail at Marana County Jail in Arizona, I won't give any more details, but let me just tell you this. Beverly K. Anderson, you are going to be held accountable. She's the assistant U.S. attorney on this case, or was, because now she's not. clearly there was something that happened, but there was something really big that happened, and I am going to make sure that the world knows that this happened.
All right, it all went down in Las Vegas, Robin Hood 702. You know my question. We're running out of time. The music's on. No one's ever going to answer this question here, but I'll ask the question out loud. Did Jim Murren of MGM condone the FBI letting a bomb maker, Muslim terrorist bomb makers, up in a condo in his building endanger the lives of MGM residents, MGM guests, MGM shoppers?
No.
So the FBI and the DOJ didn't tell them what they were doing on their property?
I think everyone was in the dark. Because why would you live at a place and spend $3 to $5 million for a joint knowing that the FBI is traipsing bad guys in and out? And oh, by the way, one of them's making a bomb. No, right. Nobody can know that.
If that's the case, then the FBI and the DOJ should be doing things like that.
Yes.
Wayne Allyn Root, Warren Al, Robin at 702. We'll be right back.
Ray Santo, come on.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.